This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel, which is this. Romans 10:8 says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. It is the word of faith which we preach. We confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Thank God. Well, there's certainly much opposition. As Kathy said earlier, I woke up this morning saying, I bless them in the name of Jesus. I bless them. Now, who do you think I would be blessing, except my friends, because I don't have enemies, thank God. Well, it's a lovely day. I don't start out this way very often, do I? Amen. We're going to talk about faith. We've been talking about faith, but we've been living by faith for 35 years. When I was at Argyle, actually about 33 or 4, when I was in Argyle, it's where God taught me to live by faith. There's where he tried my heart. There's where he perfected my faith enough to get out of there. Thank God. You don't really know what it's like to have God deal with your heart so you can walk and overcome, or yes, walk against any principality and power and overcome it. You think if you got faith for lunch, you're pretty spiritual. You may be pretty, but you're not spiritual. Thank God. Amen. It is from faith to faith. It is grace for grace. It's glory to glory. It's strength to strength. And this is the Christian walk. This is not Baptist religion. Get saved, live it up, and, go to church when you feel like it. Don't light up till you get outside the building. And you're pretty darn good. Has nothing to do with God, nothing. Religion is, without a doubt, the sickest thing there is. Nothing as sick as religion. Religious people are puffed up with pride. Puffed up with pride. They amaze me. One of the great disappointments of my life, and I'll try to be nice, was a friend of mine that I had given his ministry. And his money up in the millions, and followed me out from a meeting in 07 just to see what kind of car I drove. All of you probably know, maybe you haven't, but all I had was a Tahoe. God wanted me to have a Cadillac. I always had one in the garage, drove it when I wanted. One day, a man walked up to me, and he said, I've got to give you this check, and I hate to do it. I thought, well, if I were you, I wouldn't. I didn't say that. He said, I hate to do this. What am I going to do? You know what he wanted me to do? Beg him. I don't interfere with people's blessings. And he handed me a cashier's check, $110,000, I think it was. Might have been $114,000. And God clearly said, go buy a new car. I did. I'd given every car away that I'd owned up to that time after I drove them X miles. You know, I gave cars away with $50,000. I gave cars away with $100,000. When God says give them away, I give them away. Not a problem. I had a car I tried to sell. And some guy offered me $1,000 less than I wanted. And then I decided, no. He came back and said, I will pay you what you ask. I said, no, I want another $1,000 now. But I did. And you know what? He was so mad at me, I said, I don't care. You had your chance. God says, give it away. I gave it to a lady and she wrecked it. Glory. That maybe that's who I was blessing this morning. Amen. So when you finish the day, don't think you've arrived. Just lay your head down on your pillow and thank God you get up in the morning and you can take another step. Because the just shall live by faith. Live. L-I-V-E. That's a huge word, isn't it? When did you learn to spell live?
Correctly? No.
You sound like a school teacher, you know. The X. What would you
probably
say?
Probably second grade.
Yeah.
Silent E on the end, yes.
Silent E, huh?
It's actually live, yeah.
Live.
One of those wonderful English words that you can't pronounce by phonics, yes.
Do we have time?
No, we're not going to go into it.
Well, live. Would you say that you are alive? And do you believe in the book of Acts? We live, we move, and we have our being in God? Or do you minister life to yourself? Are you such a fuel, such strong energy, you just keep yourself alive? What kind of fuel are you? I realize I'm silly, but you don't know what a war I've had. Well, you do. You heard me blessing them. Live. The just shall live by faith. But I want to share something else with you before we get into living by faith. I want to share with you about a man that there has been a great argument about for centuries, I guess. And the Bible calls him a man. And the church calls him God. And they believe every word of the Bible. right? I stood not behind this pulpit. I broke two or three of them. This one's newer, but I stood behind this pulpit one Sunday morning some years back. I was on television 25 years, and now I'm on live stream, which is, you know, same thing. But I stood behind this pulpit, and God brought me face to face with a scripture that I thought I knew.
I was hoping you were going to share the experience.
You were.
Oh, yeah. I remember the day very clearly.
Have you been praying about that?
It was in my heart. I wanted you to share.
Well, where's that located in the Bible?
Habakkuk.
Why don't you turn there?
2:4.
And read it. You ought to read it?
Sure. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
You know, I was standing here. I read that. Behold, his soul. What? Is not what? Upright. Oh, I thought this was Jesus for 15 years, maybe 20. I said, this could not mean what it says. Here I am on television, and those of you that know me know that I do not like to make a program the second time. I believe if you goof up the first one, you have a problem in your heart, and God is dealing with it. And if you haven't edited, you got a problem. And, you know, I arrived at a place where I said, I will not play these tapes. My heart couldn't do it. Could not do it. You see, I knew that God would put to death the deeds of the flesh through the Spirit while you are preparing or recording a message for television. And you know that those of us that think we're perfect, if something comes out of our heart that is flesh and God is putting it to death, we don't want anybody to know that we are so impure that we believe every word of the Bible, right? The heart is deceitful. Does that say that?
It says that.
Yeah. You're quiet today. Deceitful. Desperately wicked. Desperate. But not yours. You see, once a man stood before me and he said, if God could save you, he can save anybody. I won't tell you. Yeah, I will. I didn't tell him what I thought. I thought, well, there's no evidence he saved you yet. Because you're a big-time judge. Do you know what offends people about me? And I won't judge myself. I won't. The Lord is my judge. Did you know there's not a word, not a word in the earth that God didn't originate? Did you know that God created evil and good? Did you know that? God created something that his pure eyes that to behold evil. And yet he can't look at it. You see, my friends, I plead with you to humble yourself and not think you're so cool. You may be a consuming buyer. But when I stood reading this, behold, what does it say? His soul?
Behold his soul.
His soul.
His soul.
His.
Right.
Soul is not upright.
Which is lifted up.
Oh, it's lifted up. That was it. I knew there was something wrong.
Right.
Oh, can you believe that the man that you said was God was in pride? You know, you people aren't even good students. So who are you talking to? Oh, we're speaking to Beijing right now. And they don't even understand me. So, is lifted up. I read that morning. And I wanted to go this way and that way. And I could hear God saying, are you going to say it? Oh, if the Frenchman could listen to this.
I remember at one point you had both sides of the pulpit. You're hanging on like this.
Yeah, so I wouldn't go one way or the other. The Frenchman's daughter needs to hear this. She's such a brilliant little thing. Hallelujah. His soul, not upright. This is Jesus. This is you. This is me. Soul is lifted up with pride. You know what a prideful soul is? One that contends with the words of God. One that knows more than God. Once I was, you know, in spite of what people think, I've always been a good student. Had always been someone that gave all of my intellectual capacity to understand a phrase, a sentence, a paragraph. And I was looking at Galatians 2:20, and I thought, I got to get this. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Yet not I. Why don't we go, keep your place there, and read this so everybody that's got a Bible. I asked a Baptist preacher once, do you have a Bible? Well, yeah. I said, well, open it. Read that to me, and he did. I said, what'd that say? What does that say? He couldn't tell me. So I want you to be able to read this. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Is that what that says?
That's right.
Why don't you read that slowly?
I am crucified with Christ.
With Christ. Now, is there a comma there?
There is a colon.
Oh, a colon. Oh, that would be right. Nevertheless, go ahead and read it.
I live.
Who? I live. Somebody's crucified and they live. Are you there? Crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Oh, but then it gets better. Yet not what?
Yet not I.
Yet not I. You know what your problem is? You know what your problem is? You don't believe in water baptism. That's your problem. You don't believe in water baptism. You don't even know what water baptism is for. Yet not I. Dead, but you live. Go ahead and read that.
But Christ liveth in me.
Oh, not I, but Christ liveth in me. You know why? Because you've been baptized into his death. If you believe and had faith that you were baptized into the death of Jesus, you wouldn't have one opinion. How are we? Are we doing okay?
I have no opinion.
We're gaining ground. You know that?
Yes, we are.
Go ahead and read that whole verse.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
But you know, you'll never live by faith until you know and believe that you've been baptized into the death of Jesus. Did you know water baptism, which we're going to be talking about the days ahead, is probably one of the most, what do they call them, sacerdotal actions? One of the most important ordinances in the church. They insist in most places you be baptized, yet they don't know what happened to them when they were baptized. They just went in the water and they came up, or they had some sprinkled on them, or if they didn't want their hair messed up, they put plastic over it, held it up so it wouldn't touch it. Water baptism. That's your major problem. And I've taught you that for, well, I've been in this building 30 years. I came into this building teaching you, and I've not changed my doctrine. A man walked in here one day and he said, you know, you're teaching the same things you taught 20 years ago. I said, I hope so. I hope so. If I've changed my doctrine, I had an error in it. And this right here was amazing. Amazing. I was looking at this verse, Galatians 2:20. I thought, I've got to get this. The Lord has not called me by my name alone a lot of times. But I was just in deep consideration of what that verse said. And the Lord said, Doyle, you've got all there is in that verse. There isn't any more. I said, what? Move on. You know your problem? You're puffed up in your fleshly mind. And you know nothing at all. That is the world. That's the world. Puffed up in their fleshly mind. the hours we live in. If I were you, I'd make a great determination to humble myself and believe that the Lord's soul was lifted up and yours is as well. Would you read that again? Habakkuk 2:4.
Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. You know, when you shared it that day, I saw if his soul would have been upright, he'd have never been tempted.
Well, you're right.
And it says he was tempted in all points.
Yeah. All points. Without sin.
Right.
Without sin. You're working on me now. You see, I don't just automatically agree with you.
That's for sure.
In the book of James, chapter 1, it says you're tempted when you're enticed by the lust that's in you. Came from here up to here, spoken out of my mouth. Oh, I like that car. I've just got to have that new clothes, those new clothes. God would want me to look the best, wouldn't he? I don't know. John the Baptist didn't look so great. In the eyes of the world. What time is it?
14 after.
I got 1 minute. Right?
Actually, you got about four.
And it's 14 after?
We started 4 minutes late because of the buzz.
Oh, that's right. We had a buzz.
I can't subtract as fast as you can, so.
All right. Thank God. So, his soul. His soul. Will, intellect, and emotion. If that's what the soul is. Was lifted up. I'm not saying this is what happened, so I'm not going to say it. Amen.
But the just shall live by his faith.
And he did. Mm-hmm. He did. You know, he perfected this faith that he requires us to walk in.
It says in Hebrews he was perfected.
He was perfected. Through what? Things he suffered.
Right.
Hebrews 5. Things that he suffered. The just shall live by his faith. Did you know he has made a perfect way for every human being to walk in? Because he walked and was made perfect. His soul that had pride in it. I'm going to do this, Lord. I didn't want to because I wasn't sure it was right. Well, when he was in the garden, if it be possible, remove this cup from me. Did you know? I heard this a couple minutes ago, but I thought, no, I don't bite that easy. But if his soul had been perfected, he'd have walked right on through that. How do you know me? Because I've never been in the garden where he was praying about what he was praying about. But I've been many times in a place tempted. And as soon as my soul was purified, I'd walk through it and I'd think, and what was so difficult about that? You understand that?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. The just shall live by his faith. His faith was perfected. Galatians 2:20 said, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Look, folks, you don't know. You don't know what kind of a way that Jesus has perfected for you. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way, the truth, and the life. And the just shall live by his faith. One of my boys with Candace Mai on the piano is coming to do It Is Well. I trust it's well with your soul. Amen. God bless you. See you at 11.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.